Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You tell me, Tiki, who has to give credit for this. Last night during the Monday night game between Denver and Cleveland, Bo Nix was trying a hard count to try to draw the Cleveland Browns offsides. And he said something very, very funny that was picked up on the microphones. I don't know if we should give the rookie credit or we should give Sean Payton credit, because you obviously work with Sean and you know his sense of humor. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you missed it last night, Bo Nix's attempt to get the Cleveland Browns offsides by just, asking nicely.
That was the right idea on the call.
You can hear him say, jump offside at the end of that.
Now, is that Bo Nix having a sense of humor, or is that Sean Payton telling him to try that?
That's Bo Nix or Sean Payton, one of them, miming Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston did the same thing.
Oh, did he really?
2 weeks ago.
Oh.
He was up at the line of scrimmage, and he was trying to get him to jump offside. He's like, damn, man, somebody jump. What'd you
That's your goal. I apologize. I wish.
So it's a mimic of what Jameis did a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. You know what? I should have known that was a Jameis Winston thing.
Of course, it's a Jameis Winston thing.
That's another reason why I want this guy on my team. See, Jet fans, we just need to be entertained on Sundays.
He really is hilarious.
A bunch of pick sixes, 500 yards, and begging people to jump off sides.
I mean, when he was his last year in Tampa, I think that was the year he threw for 5,000 yards.
Right.
Because he led the league in
interceptions.
Yards, but he led the league in touchdowns and led the league in interceptions.
Yeah. Like 5,000 of each.
Yeah, like 5,000 yards. He had 33 touchdowns, which led the league, and then 30 interceptions.
Yeah.
He thought he was going to get paid. They were like, yeah, no, we're good.
Yeah, they replaced him is what they decided to do. Here's Jameis Winston after the game last night saying something very prophetic.
I am a better player, but in times like this, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord, even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me. Like, a phenomenal game, offense, do some great things.
Yeah.
But I messed it up.
Would you rather have the smugness of Aaron Rodgers or that?
I mean, I'll take that. Because you almost just kind of forgive him. You're like, dude.
I think I've already forgiven him.
He already he takes the blame. It's not like, well, this guy did this and, he ran the wrong route. And I was like, dude, Lord, save me from the pick six.
Lord, save me
from the demon of the pick six.
I just love all the holiday time, great, what real people are going through. And Jameis is like, man, the Lord has to stop these pick sixes.
Jameis, please be a Jet next year. And I think he will be. I think the Jets are going bridge next year. The Giants are going to draft somebody. We'll get to if Daboll and the Giants deserve criticism for not drafting Bo Nix in 10 minutes. But let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Sonny and Malvern. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, good, man?
Hey, good, thanks. Listen, I don't think they deserve to be back, but I think they will be back for stability purposes. And I think they are going to give it the opportunity to draft and develop their own quarterback, which is obviously exciting. Whether they pick Ward or Sanders, and Tiki, you know this, man, you played, they must sit down, this guy Neighbors, and get a hold of him and discipline him. You bring a rookie quarterback in next year. You can't have this receiver saying and doing the things he's done this year. I mean, he's been targeted more times than a receiver, I heard, in the last 25 years, and he's still complaining he's not getting enough targets, and he's dropping the ball. Kiki, they got to fix that problem, and they got to get a leader in that locker room.
I think a couple of weeks ago he talked about not getting targets early in games.
Which he was targeted zero times in the first half of that game.
Which, by the way, is unacceptable.
Unacceptable. They only ran like 14 plays.
Yes.
But Sonny's also right. He's been targeted an ungodly amount of times.
Right. So he's look, I think there's a maturation process that happens in any NFL locker room for any of these young players. Particularly if you're in New York, because you say the littlest thing, it's going to get blown out of proportion and made stories about. And so I think Malik Nabers is slowly learning that, because you hear him walk it back every next day.
Right.
It's not like he doubles down on these things. He walks these things back. And that's a testament to Dabes and his conversations that he has with him. But I think he's going to be a great wide receiver. I really do.
Do you think anything he has said in this rookie season would be detrimental to a rookie quarterback?
No, because I think everything that he said is basically true.
Mm.
You just don't say it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
By the way, I'm looking at the target chart for wide receivers in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So here are just the numbers. The guy who's been targeted the most in the NFL is CeeDee Lamb,
mm-hmm.
who's played all 11 games, or 12 games, yep. I should say, and he's been targeted 124 times. Garrett Wilson is right behind him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
At 118, he's also played every game. Then is Malik Nabers, who missed two games, and he's been targeted 116 times.
Wow.
So if he played those two games, he would clearly be ahead of both Wilson and Lamb. So even missing those 2 weeks, he's third in targets in the NFL. And obviously, if he plays those two games, all he needed to do is target three times each game, and he's ahead of CeeDee Lamb for number one.
Yeah, I mean, the average will tell you. CeeDee Lamb is targeted 10.3 times a game. Garrett Wilson, 9.8. Malik Nabers, 11.6 targets per game.
Right.
That's a lot of targets.
Right. And think about the other young wide receivers that came out in this draft and where they are on this target list. They're nowhere close. Marvin Harrison Jr., who's played every game, is at 78.
Yeah.
Rome Odunze, who's played every game, is at 76. So it shows you that I think the complaining about targeting was targeted
it was
to that specific half
specific
in that situation.
Against the Buccaneers. And look, he was right.
Yeah.
Right? You got to get him the ball. Don't overthink it. Don't even, back to the Jameis situation. Sometimes Dabes has got to just say, I'm drawing up a play. This ball is going to Malik Nabers. I don't care what coverage they give you.
Right.
And it gets him going. It's a completion, hopefully. And it's not a negative play. That's why you target your best player. Get it in the hands of the guy who can make the biggest difference early and hopefully often, and then you never know what can happen after that. Because the last thing you need, especially in that Tampa game, which we called, is give up a 9-minute drive or whatever the heck it was, and then go 3-and-out.
Right.
That kills you.
Worst possible scenario. David's in Westchester. Hey, David.
Evan, you're like going to give me a heart attack here with these reclamation resetting. We're not even into Christmas yet, and we've had like so many resets. So many reclamation projects over and over and over.
Right.
So how about we just get through the year, and, you know, it does not bother me to actually win a couple games with Rodgers and just actually get to enjoy going to a game without having to trash and have another dumpster fire. And I have no issue coming back next year with a new coach and with Rodgers and then getting someone in the draft. Because we can't it does not bother whoever we get. If you want to get Jameis Winston, we'll screw it up.
Funny. Your phone call was mostly take a chill pill, relax, let's get a couple of wins, let's be positive. And then you finish it by saying, we'll screw anything up anyway.
Right. It's like one of those situations where it's not like Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, where you get a reclamation project per se and Sam Darnold and you get it right.
Right. David, respectfully, here's where I disagree with you. I'm going to enjoy, or at least attempt to enjoy, the rest of this football season because football is very special. You know, unlike the NBA and baseball and hockey, there's a ton of games. Mm-hmm. You never really need to take it for granted. Once it's over for 6 months. In football, when the season's over, it's over for 9 months.
Yeah.
That's a long time without seeing your team.
Now, there's a lot to talk about because the Giants, or not the Giants, but the NFL in particular, for us, it'll be the Giants and the Jets. They found ways to dominate the
offense. Yeah, there's tons to talk about, but at the end of the day, there's 9 months between seeing your favorite team play.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I'm going to try to enjoy the final 5 weeks of the season, okay? I'm going to watch my team, and I will root for my team. So I'm with you on that. But put that aside for a second. Is there any scenario, and I said something different 2 weeks ago, but guess what? The world changes in 2 weeks, and I have to change too. Is there anything that can happen in the next 5 weeks that would actually make you, in a real-world thought, want to bring back Aaron Rodgers? Now, a few weeks ago, I said, finish strong, win 9 games, give us a little tease. I could see myself talking back into it.
Yeah.
That's not the situation anymore.
4 more years.
Now they're 3-9. Now we've continued to see him make losing plays week after week after week. And despite him just announcing that a docuseries is coming out about him on Netflix in 2 weeks, which I have no interest in watching, but God bless America, if you want to watch it, consume it during the holiday season, that's fine. I cannot see a scenario where it makes any sense bringing this guy back. And to not bore you by getting into the weeds, I'll say this to you briefly to our last caller and anyone else entertaining the idea of bringing this guy back. You are kicking the can down the road from a salary cap perspective.
Yeah.
Take your medicine, cut them, take your hit in 2025. If you bring them back in 2025, you're going to pay that bill in 2026 and 2027. So it's not as simple as, hey, he's the bridge quarterback. Let him teach a young guy. The cap implications are horrific.